In Zimbabwe, a two-day ZANU-PF party conference opened today, which will formally endorse President Robert Mugabe as the party's leader for the next 5 years. But there are divisions within the party over who will succeed the 85-year-old president as party leader when Mugabe retires. The spokesperson for London's Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, says these divisions threaten the future of the party.
Mugabe has not allowed any rival figure to emerge. He's going to be 86 in February, and he's coming to the end of his long career as president of Zimbabwe. And yet, there's no clear successor, and this is causing deep divisions within the party. Various people are jockeying for position, and what he's done really is to try and keep them from flying at each other's throats. This is the main problem which we're going to see unfold in the next few days, is a need to change the top four in the party lineup. But this is because of the death of one of the vice presidents. But the main problem was that he was holding the party together in Matabele land. Zimbabwe is divided between the two main tribes, the Matabele and the majority Shona. And the party leadership has to reflect these divisions. And this has caused further divisions. People who have the eye on taking over from Mugabe have been lost out in this jockeying for position purely on tribal grounds.